Oh, hi, Max. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Good to hear. So I was calling earlier today because we were having trouble processing this month's payment.
Yeah, I told that lady last month that I was going to most likely opt out, and I'm checking right now because it's not lucrative for me. Let me see. I'm trying to find my dashboard.
I see. Well, that's good that you've been on the dashboard at least, so.
Well, I mean, I'd be stupid to pay that much money for something and not, damn it. I cannot find, let me see.
I'll send you the login for the dashboard again. It might not let you have full access right now just because we're having trouble with the payment, but I do want to take a look at a couple of things for you. Let me see here. Here's your login to the dashboard. I'll send you that now. And then what I'm seeing is that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 653 times, and you've had 38 clicks to your site. Now, that's just from the Google ads that run at the top of the page. In the local map section of Google, let me look at that other section, it's showing that you've been found an additional 570 times with 27 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So are you asking people when they contact you how they found you?
No, there's only one way they can find me. If I'm getting it through your phone call, I mean,
okay.
I don't get them on my phone. I get them, well, I haven't gotten a phone call, and I don't know how long. Let's see. This is my account. Let me see. Let me get on the dashboard. Okay. Should have me removed. Invalid credentials.
So I can set a temporary password for you if you like, because maybe you forgot what you had reset it to. But you could try another, you know, time or two first if you want. But if you can't get in, let me know and I could set a temporary.
Let me see.
But this is showing the last.
Just do that, 'cause I'm...
Okay. Auto-generate password. And then it's going to tell me that the new password. So the new password is all lowercase, all one word. It's top local. So TOPLOCAL. There's no space in between.
TOPLOCAL.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I just got on. What did I do here? How did I get on YouTube Local Splash?
Oh, no. You would just go to, my
dot. I accidentally did something here. I didn't mean for that to happen. Okay, so, all right. Right here, Local Splash, login credentials. Okay, access, you can go to your account, dashboard right here.
Yep.
Oh, God dang.
What's it saying now?
Okay. Let me fix it. I got too many distractions. Okay, there's a... Let's see. Why does it keep wanting me to go... Okay. So what did you say the password was?
Top local.
Okay.
All lowercase, all one word.
Okay. It's asking me to reactivate it.
Okay. So I just looked at your dashboard briefly while you were doing that. You got a call on 9/29, which was last week, and it looks like right when it connected, it got cut off. Then there was...
Yeah, you know what that was? That's more
what was it?
Selling me more stuff. They're trying to be just like y'all. They're another outfit trying to sell me to leave you and go work with them.
Oh, maybe that's why. Yeah, because they had texted over your web address for some reason. So they that was also the same day. But then on September 9th, there was a Patty Lankford. She called you and left a message that she was looking to get her house cleaned. But I want to give you a couple of options because, quite honestly, Max, canceling this account will dramatically affect your business because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google would unravel. The website would come down and all 59 directories that you're on would deactivate. So I don't want to see that happen to you, especially when you're having a lot of solid activity on the dashboard. What I think is going on is you have a 5-star rating on Google, which is excellent. However, there's only one review posted for you on your Google listing, and it's all the way back from June. So sometimes
right.
that might
if I could have brought my home advisor stuff with me, it would have been fine.
Yeah, I know, and that's unfortunate because let's say that we go on there and we copy and paste all the Home Advisor 5-star ratings and we put them on your Google My Business, it will show that the account that's posting it is Local/, and it would look suspicious. The same thing would happen if you did that. If you copied and pasted them, it would show that you're doing it. However, I could send you a review generator email that will help you with that. And what it would say is, you know, thank you for using Naturally Clean Home Services. And if you're happy with our service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And I'm confident if you get a couple of more consistent, solid 5-star reviews on there, that that will also help you with your conversion. Okay, so I'll send that to you. That's something that you can start utilizing right away. Yes.
I have to know what the leads are in here. I can't. Let me try something else. Let's see. I think I can, if I'm not mistaken, I think I can access it. No, I can't. I have to be on the dashboard to see leads.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just the thing. Those leads are, they're old. I haven't been getting the phone calls. Like, I opened it up the other day, and it showed me I had, I have no idea how many, I had a bunch of leads that I had no idea about, so it wasn't calling my phone at all. It was just sending it through here, and I had no idea it was even coming through. Now, that's why I said I'm not using this anymore after this month, because I'm not getting any leads. And then we go on my dashboard, and I've got 24 leads. Well, I've already contacted most of those anyway. I mean, we're talking about old leads. You know, with Home Advisor, I would get 2 or 3 a week easily, and that would pay for, and it easily would pay for what Home Advisor cost. At $240, and a lot of these are like, they're barely even maybe so far. I mean, they're so, I don't know, just the ratio's off. It's not... I've gotten a couple good jobs. I haven't gotten what I would say makes it worth keeping. I mean, I'm in a small town. Word of mouth is everything. Google can't even begin to compare to word of mouth in a small town. Most of my business comes from, you know, little old lady Tina told little old lady Shirley, and, you know, I'm down there.
That's funny. Okay. So I want to give you a couple of options because I can see there's a lot of activity on your dashboard, but I have a question. What's this phone number? 970-697-6269. Is that a number that's associated with your business?
No, that should have been the only number associated with my business is the, well, we got two they could use. I put Heather as an admin, and her number was 970-270-0387, but my number should be the main one, which is 863-722-8907. And I was to get, like, they wouldn't call me. They would call that number on there, and then it would call me.
So here's what I can see, and I'm going to test it right now. But it looks like the tracking number is forwarding to 970-697-6269. But what I'm going to do is
why
I'm going to
sometimes do, because I mean, I get a call every now and again.
Well, give me a second because I'm going to call it right now and I'm going to just see. I'm going to use my personal cell phone to do this. Tell me if it rings. So I'm going to do the tracking number, which is 970-450-4400. Okay. It's going to say press 1 or press 2.
Naturally Clean Home Services. Please press 1 if you are a new
okay. I pressed 1 just to get this.
You received a call on your okay.
Is it coming through?
No, it's coming through. Mm-hmm.
But it says you received a call or is it ringing?
Well, I got a text that says hang on, I'm going to do it. It's ringing, but it's the same. I just hung up on you. Sorry, but it says you received a call on your local flash call tracking number. And then it's got your name on there.
Okay. So that's good. So I think it's forwarding properly. I can have the technicians double check it just in case. So that's good. So a couple of options I want to give you. Number one is you could give it a little bit more time and work on the reviews. We could do a performance check on this end and see if there's any updates that can help your placement. They'll perform those for you behind the scenes. And I could put you into corporate pricing of $229 monthly. Now, of the $229, $100 of it goes to Google Ads. Those are the pay-per-click ads that run at the top of the page. So if you wanted to, you could remove those ads, and that would lower your subscription to just $129 monthly. Okay?
Now, hold up. Now, I want to understand that. I think I understood it, but if you would please repeat that one more time.
Okay, so I'm going to explain it to you. You know how when you do a search on Google, there's a couple of companies at the very top that actually say ad next to them?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Those are pay-per-click ads that Google runs. So right now, you have the local map optimization, which means you're being found on the first page in the maps, but you also have a $100 budget each month that goes to those pay-per-click ads. So how those work is each morning, well, we would set a daily budget at somewhere around $3 a day, and that's a good thing. That's so that the $100 stretches throughout the month, and you'll never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month because we put a cap on it. So each morning, your ads go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't have to pay anything for it. But let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is $1 and your max daily budget is $3. After three people click on you, you'll rotate off and someone else will rotate on. So in the interim, you're also found on the first page right below the paid ads, and in that section, it's unlimited. So with the local maps of Google, the more people that click on you, the more relevant you become and the better placement that you'll see. So if you remove the ads, you'll still have that local map section on Google, which is the highest revenue generating section. Does that make a little bit more sense?
Yeah, it kind of rotates me instead of keeps me on, so to speak.
Right, I mean, exactly. But the benefit of the ads is you can target wherever you like. So let's say that I have a business and I'm in Los Angeles, but I want to target Beverly Hills and Hollywood because I know those are high-end areas. Those ads, right. We can run them anywhere without having an address. So currently you're being found in Durango, let's see here, Farmington, Cortez, Aztec, there's actually 15 different areas that you're Dolores, Mancos, Pleasant View, Kirtland. So if you are, you know, comfortable with sticking with a book of business that's in your backyard, you would be more than fine to take off the ads and you're still on the first page locally and in some of the surrounding areas. But if you want to target some specific areas, then I would recommend leave the ads on.
Well, it's like this. I don't know if you're familiar with Colorado at all, especially the western slope. It's not like the eastern front there. Denver is like anywhere else you've ever been. But The west, you know, the other side of the Rockies, every town is 45 minutes apart from the other. And every town is population of, I mean, there's only one other. Grand Junction is on the western slope, but it's got maybe a couple hundred thousand. But after that, like, I live in a town of 10,000 or less. The last place I lived was 10,000 or less. But what we do have here is a lot of, it's an attractive place to live. So Durango, Steamboat, you know, Steamboat's too far away from here. But we do have mountain towns with ski resorts that, you know, there's a lot of money. So that's how our poor folk survive is off these tourists and the people that live up in the rich towns, you know. If you're hitting one spot, you're hitting them all. I mean, nobody really searches their own town. They do search their own town, but everybody here searches every town around because resources are limited for everything. So
I see.
I don't think I need to target any one spot is my point.
I think you would do really well with doing that 129 package. It would save you money. And the ads are always simple to put on later. So let's say that you call me in a few months and you're like, Tina, I wish I didn't take the ads off. I want to put them back on. That's easy. You won't lose any of your placement or the directories or the website or anything as long as you have the initial package with us, right? So that's what I'm trying to prevent happening because it does take, you know, industry standard is 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in 30 to 45 days. So it takes approximately 6 weeks of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. There's a lot of work involved in order to get you that type of placement. And now that you're up there, I'd hate to see everything start to unravel. You know what I mean?
I get that, but let me say this too. Here, I mean, I could do this if it was a lot cheaper, but every time, because I went and tried to cancel once, and then the next thing I know, I'm getting billed for it, and it put me in the negative because I wasn't expecting it.
Oh,
and I
no.
I talked about that. Yeah, I told somebody, I talked to somebody down there, and I wanted to cancel this, but, you know, I kept it going, and to only get one lead or two leads a month, that's not worth the $240, I told, you know. And so, but they keep telling me exactly what you just said. But you're just about to the top. You're just, you know, it's all going to come to the ground. Like, it ain't going to come to the ground. It's already to the ground. Unless it's cheaper, it's not lucrative for me.
That's why I wanted to offer that to you.
Yeah, I mean, that I can try out. You know, some advertisements better than none. Because I have gotten some calls. I mean, I have what? I can't look at the dashboard now, but I think I've only had a total of like 24 leads or 26 leads.
Yeah, it says 29 total. So you're right in that same ballpark. You're absolutely right.
That's horse shit right there because the deal is, well, you're one of the 29. I think.
No, that was before I called you. That was so, it's probably going to be updated to 30 now. Let me see if I hit reload.
Well, I'm certain the last time I looked at it was 24 or 26. And that means the only call I got on my phone was from that damn advertiser. And I didn't get the two clients or potential clients. So...
the breakdown of this, because I just refreshed it, and my call is showing on here now. So now it does say 30, but it says 23 leads altogether, 14 phone calls, 2 SMS messages, and 7 website leads. So what that means is on your site, you know where there's that form at the front that says contact? Most people, when they see you on the first page of Google, they're going to click to call you or go to your website for immediate contact, but there will be instances where they can't call you right that second because perhaps they're at work or they're with family. So they can plug into your site, you know, what they need, and you get a notification that there's a lead coming through your site. But I want to ask you, because I'm looking at your site and it says that you're a handyman and it talks about the services that you offer. But I also see one of these leads says, do you guys do trash cleanup? And then that other lady that called you, I listened to hers, and she said she was looking for house cleaning. So do you think because of the name of your business, people are getting you confused as a cleaning service perhaps? Or do you do cleaning
services?
No, we
do both.
Well?
I mean, it's like...
Oh, you do. Okay, well, then that's good.
One half and home services is the other.
Oh, wow. Well, then that's good. Then you can benefit either way. Okay, that's what I wanted to make sure, because I wanted to see if for some reason you weren't doing that service, that I would let the technicians know. But as long as you're doing cleaning services, then that would definitely benefit you to leave it the way it is, you know?
Non-chemically based product cleaning services.
It's what?
No chemicals in our product. That's why it's naturally cleaned.
Oh, very cool.
So
I like that. That's a huge...
Issues, you got to keep something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No
it's
chemicals.
Too much to,
okay.
You got to have some kind of standout marketing or else it's not going to work.
Oh, yeah. We're in California and everybody's into the naturally clean, the organic, the gluten-free, chemical-free, you
yeah.
name it. So, yeah, that's big. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to have the technicians kind of add that to your site. I think that that's a huge, you know, piece of information that might even help you. So, you know, we'll try to add that to, you know, one of your services somewhere that you do the naturally clean, you know, chemical-free cleaning. I think that will help you a lot. And then I'll adjust your package to the $129 moving forward. And then start working on that review generator email. I'm going to have the technicians do a complete performance check on this end. So we'll get you, you know, some better placement even. And then down the road, if you ever want to put those ads back on, just feel free to call me, okay?
Okay. I'm going to get, so what am I going to have to pay you today?
I'm going to reduce your past due balance from $249 to just $129. So I'm going to take the ads off and give you the corporate rate, okay?
Okay, I'm going to have to wait for my wife to get back. She just took the kids to pictures for homeschool group. So, unfortunately, my debit card's been stolen and compromised recently, and I still haven't gotten one in the mail, so I can't. I don't have hers memorized.
Okay.
When she gets back, I'll go ahead and pay that, and then we'll be back in business.
You got it.
I'm glad that you came up with this other option. I just don't understand why nobody else gave me that. Because I would have been more about hanging in there a long time ago had I known that was an option, you know.
It could be because of, yeah, how you described your area with all the towns being so far apart. Maybe they thought that that was going to, you know, be better for you to advertise in all of those different pools. But I think, you know, since everything's so far away from you anyway, that you're going to do fine with removing those ads. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So what were you saying? You want some other changes done once we get this up to speed too?
Yeah, I want PayPal taken off as a form of payment.
Okay.
And then there's another. I went and I changed this in the About Us. I edited this entirely, and it hasn't changed at all on my end, on the website.
Okay. So you did that through the dashboard?
Yeah, and I actually did it while I was on the phone with a representative.
Let me look here. Hold on. I'm going to look at the About Us section. It could be that maybe you changed it and forgot to hit update or something. I don't know. But let me look here.
No, because it told me it was, it would give me, it gave me the, whatever, you know, when it says it could take up to 1 or 2 days to update.
Oh, it did. Okay. When did you do that? Do you remember?
It was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I only show, let me see, the same thing. Let's see. Your desired outcome is always our goal. If you're not happy, we're not happy. Our commitment is to provide you with honest and reliable personnel accompanied by professional outlook and attitude. Yeah, this looks the same that it's on your website. So I'll have the technicians look into that as well to see if there was a revision done on your end, and they'll complete it. But either way, we'll get that PayPal off of there once we get everything up to speed. And then we can add that you do, you know, the naturally environmentally safe cleaning service, because I think that that will help you tremendously. And then if for some reason that update didn't save, you could go back on once we get the payment up to speed and revise it again, or you could send it to me in an email and I can send it to the technicians. So whatever's easier for you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll have to go back and look. I mean, damn it, I hate it because I get to toying around with the words so damn much that I was really in love with what I had on there, and I was hoping it would be changed. And I know I'm not going to remember it verbatim, but I felt like the About Us was too long, and it needed to be trimmed down a little bit and categorized a little better. And I did that, but I'll just do it again. It's not a big deal, but
yeah, maybe just to be safe, copy it and paste it and put it in a separate email too, just to be safe. Cause I've actually been with this company for 10 years and I haven't seen that happen before. Usually if there's a revision on the dashboard, it gets saved and sent straight over to the technician. So I don't know why that didn't happen on your end, but yeah, this time just kind of back it up just to be safe. Cause like you said, it took you some time and some thought to put into that, you know, and you don't want to have mm-hmm. to, you know, lose it in case that happens again.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I'll figure it out. I'm pretty, wordy anyway, so it wouldn't hurt
okay.
to go over it again. When am I going to, as soon as I pay that, you'll have me back on the dashboard?
Yeah, you can, as soon as you pay, you can refresh it and you can go right back on your dashboard. And when you call in, you can. Yeah, I think, I don't know what happened when you called right now because you went to Chalette and that's customer support. So if you call in, you can just, it'll say, are you an existing client? You'll just press 1 for that. Right after that, it'll say, in a few words, please state why you're calling. You can just plug in my extension when it says that, 777. You can either type it in or you can say it. You can say transfer to 777, and it'll come directly to my desk, okay? And then I can put a little note in here. I don't know when your wife, you know, expecting your wife, but I could also follow up with you in a couple of hours, too, if that's easier.
Okay, yeah, I'd rather know that it was going through right when I'm paying it, so I'll just call you, just make it a lot easier instead of doing some on over the phone bullshit that takes me forever.
Yeah.
I'm just not, I can figure it out when I've got time, but when I'm in a rush, and I'm always in a rush, that sucks for me.
You could also go and update it on the dashboard too. So when you log into the dashboard, but that's what I mean. You can put the new card in the dashboard rather than calling me if that's easier. I already adjusted your invoice to $129.
Oh, okay.
So you could go in when it says your account is suspended and it won't let you in. There's going to be a little button that will say click here to reactivate. If you click on that, it will automatically take you to the billing page. And then you can just put in your new information. But either way, I'm going to look at your account in a couple of hours and see if you had gone on there. If not, I can follow up with you. But if you put in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay.
Okay? So
right,
good. I'm so happy we talked. I know we have a good game plan now at least, right?
Yeah, I think we'll be much better off. I mean, we'll see what comes out of it. If there's not going to be many leads, then, you know, I can always shut it down. But I can always buy the URL, right?
You could, yeah. How it works with the web address is you could do a one-time buyout for the URL, and that doesn't include the content, and that's $99. Or you could keep the website and the content and just pay the hosting fee of $49 monthly. So right now that $49 is included in the $129 package, so you don't have to pay extra for it. But that's an option. If you ever wanted to cancel down the road and keep the site, you're able to do that.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, I think we're good to go. I appreciate your time, young lady.
No problem. It's nice talking to you as well. I'll talk to you in a little bit, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye.